Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, 9 a.m. for Cimarron County in Boise City, 1:30 that afternoon in Guymon for Beaver and Texas counties. On Tuesday, October 6th, the auctions in Woodward at 10 a.m. with Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties having leases to be offered. Wednesday, October 7th, the auctions in Enid for Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, Kingfisher, and Oklahoma counties. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. Again, that website is clo.ok.gov.
Well, following the higher cash cattle trade last week, limited directions expected in the cash market arena today. Generally, cash trade held $2 gains early last week, with live cattle trade hovering around $105. We saw $104 and $105 in our part of the country. Show list distribution and inventory taking is likely to be the focus of both sides during today, with bids and asking prices likely to be undeveloped until midweek or later. Although the end of the month and quarter will be seen Wednesday, this is likely to have less impact on cash trade and timing than futures market moves, with some traders who will be squaring positions at the end of the third quarter. On the hogs, Friday's moves in the hog futures trade indicate just how quickly traders can change direction, as late-day buying quickly negated the bearish supply report seen on Thursday. The wide market surge not only posted triple-digit gains in most nearby contracts, but pushed spot October contracts above $71 for the first time since February. Now, on the grains, after a two-sided open last night, losses are being posted at all three wheat exchanges this morning. Wheat markets are coming off a tough week of trade last week, which saw most contracts retreat to the former consolidation area from mid-September. The large reversal posted on September 21st is so far proving ominous, with momentum indicators pointing down and the December Kansas City contract slipping back below its 200-day moving average. Weaker corn prices overnight as December corn makes new lows for the move, trading at the lowest price since September 16th. The corn market is staring at what could be the heaviest 2 weeks of corn harvest directly ahead, even though producers have indicated a willingness to sell soybeans off the combine while storing corn. And weaker trade in soybean and soybean oil overnight, while soy meal clings to small gains following a two-sided affair during most of the evening session. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
October live cattle down 45 cents, 107.57. December down 87, 111.40. October feeder cattle down 195, 140.32. November down 220, 140.15. October hogs up 227, 71.75. Kansas City wheat, December down 7.75 at 475.25. March down 8.25 at 485.25. Chicago wheat, December down 5.5, 544.25. March down 5.5, 551.5. December corn's up 1.75, 365.25. March up a penny, 373.25. November soybeans up 2.5, 10.02.5. January's up 3 cents at 10.06.25. December cotton's up 49 cents at 65.95.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.